Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Last night at our church meeting, we looked at the character of Moses, especially as shown us in the book of Deuteronomy. That class is on the website nwlcc.org, and I won't go over it now. You can listen to the whole class if you like. But reflecting on the class last night, one of the things that inspires me the most is the fact that Moses continued to grow as a follower of God. He had significant episodes in his life at the age of 40, at the age of 80, and then again at the end, at the age of 120. And as we look at those staging points in his life, we can see that he really did grow. He became more faithful, he was closer to God, and he became more humble. Right at the end, we come to Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 1. It says, "Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of Palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, 'This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it.'" And then those most poignant words of verse 5. "And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth-Peor, but to this day no one knows where his grave is." Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. Moses dies there on the mountain. I think as he went up that mountain, he knew what was coming. God had told him he would not go into the promised land, and yet he was prepared to climb another mountain. He'd been up many in his life, both literal and figurative. One more mountain. Moses was a mountaineer. His life was full of challenges, climbing to a new challenge all the time. And at the end of his life, he is still climbing. That's a great challenge for me and all of us. Are we still climbing? Are we still learning? Are we still growing? Are we still striving to go higher? I think this death on the mountain is certainly literally true, but it has a figurative significance as well. Moses was up there, looking beyond at what God was going to give the people of Israel. He continued to have a sense of vision, and he climbed to the place where God was going to take him home. Let's continue to climb spiritually ourselves until the day when God will take us home. God bless.